This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Bureau of Land Management plans to begin a helicopter roundup of 750 wild horses in Rio Blanco County tomorrow, despite criticism from activists and elected officials. Governor Jared Polis tried to convince the agency it shouldn't use helicopters to herd the horses, arguing they cause unnecessary stress. Now he's requesting that the state veterinarian's office observe the process due to heat and disease concerns. BLM says nearly 1,400 horses occupy the area west of Meeker, which can only sustain about 250 horses at a time. A grassroots effort is underway to help Afghan refugees attempt to stay in the U.S. legally. Many families who came to Colorado after Western troops left Afghanistan last fall have to apply for asylum within a year of arrival. Tracy Harper is an immigration attorney who is organizing legal clinics with Catholic charities, mainly in Metro Denver.
I could see that there was no system, or if there was a system, it was not being implemented. I expected the U.S. to do more.
The pop-up workshops are held at mosques and nonprofit buildings where volunteers help with paperwork and translations. The next event is Saturday in Colorado Springs, with two clinics scheduled per month through October. Boulder County is honoring historic LGBTQ ally. County commissioners declared July 23rd as Clela Rorex Day in honor of the late county clerk. Rorex was the first in the country to issue same-sex marriage licenses. She died last month. This July 23rd would have been her 79th birthday. Right now in Boulder, it's 77 degrees and overcast. In Denver, it's 83 degrees with thunderstorms. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.